Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's a beautiful weekend. Beautiful weather.
It is. It was perfect for our all-school community work day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We had a beautiful turnout. In fact, so many people turned out that we ran out of work to do.
Yeah, Margaret showed up at around noon, came right back.
Yeah.
Stumped.
Yeah, and we had lunch, which was really nice. We had some Pleasant Ridge alumni come back and serve lunch so we could be COVID conscious about that, and just a lot of outdoor work. And it was just so nice to catch up with different parents, and there were definitely some of the school children there putting new wood chips under the swing sets and spreading those out and
nice.
Pruning and, you know, it's looking pretty spiffy around there.
Pretty spiffy.
So thanks to everybody who came out, and also thanks to Joe Linares, who is the facilities king, czar, coordinator, chair. I think we use chair.
Mm-hmm.
And
chair.
Yes, for organizing that. Those are always fun.
They really are. Yeah.
So, shall we look at the calendar?
I guess so, yeah. So, obviously, yesterday was a school work day. Coming up on April 28th, the Early Childhood Informational Meeting via Zoom. May 7th is the May Day celebration. More info coming soon on that. May 13th is the Pentathlon. And May 28th is the last day of school. I can't believe how soon that seems right now.
I really can't either. It's kind of blowing my mind. I think, what am I going to do with myself? And then I think, like, how is that even a question? I know all the things that need to happen over summer time to close up the school year and start preparing for the next. It just seems like this really, really flew by. Except then when you think about a year ago and then you think, oh, that actually, maybe that's, feels like 5 years. So it's just that's very strange. Are you experiencing that too?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the time is just completely incomprehensible.
Sure.
And I'm not even a physicist.
Right. I'm so glad to know that I'm not alone. Okay. Yeah, some exciting things on the calendar for sure.
Yeah.
See, I know that the eighth grade is, you know, talking about, you know, graduation and class trip and all of those kinds of plans. And so, I mean, it must really be spring. Okay.
So we have an update from the Return to School Task Force. Conversations around class plays and other larger community events have begun. We are looking creatively at the ways we can safely gather. More information will be coming soon on that, including May Day, like we just mentioned, and graduation. As always, please reach out to any task force member or email the committee if you have any questions.
Another sign of spring definitely is class play preparation. There's a lot of buzz about class plays in our house right now.
Oh boy, ours too.
How about yours?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of tension building up to the big announcements for what roles were assigned, and and we are now sort of living with that, living with the announcements, memorizing the lines. Super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, Pleasant Ridge is a great place to work. And we have multiple employment opportunities available for the upcoming school year. That includes 3 kindergarten assistants. That's especially exciting that our kindergartens are growing again.
Mm-hmm.
They were lower enrollment this COVID year. And let's see, we need a dishwasher and food prep assistant. And why might we need one of those? The lunch program.
Hot lunch.
Yes. Oh, that will be such a sweet reunion, such a sweet return.
Oh, my goodness. Frances had not been informed of that this morning. We forgot that we hadn't told her. We told Peter because we thought it wasn't such a big thing if word got around youth, but we were still trying to, you know, keep things under wraps for Pleasant Ridge. And, oh, she was really profoundly excited by the news. Yeah,
yes.
We all are. We really are. So food prep assistant, as you say.
Yes. Class 1 grade teacher and class 3 grade teacher. because as you may or may not know, Mr. Schirmer has been carrying the second and third grade as a combined class for the last 2 years, and it has done an incredibly beautiful job. Mm-hmm. However, the class has, is at capacity. It's teeming with children, and this just seems like a really good time to separate into two separate classes.
Yeah.
And especially with new students joining both classes, that's time. So that's why we are looking for a class three teacher,
yeah,
as well as a first grade teacher. So we request that if you have interest that you apply. Please spread the word to others who may have interest. And application should be accompanied by a resume, cover letter, a short biography, and references, and addressed to the personnel committee. If you have any questions, please contact the school at 637-7828 or via email. You can email Jordan Brudos, jordan.brudos@pleasantridgewaldorf.org.
Make an appointment. Do you still need to schedule your recommitment meeting for the coming year? A recommitment meeting is required by all Pleasant Ridge parents to complete the re-enrollment process for the coming year. We had ours already. Thank you, Robin. This practice was reinitiated last year, and it was so meaningful to check in with each family. Please note this meeting is required for all parents, regardless of whether you have submitted a tuition adjustment application. Here we check in with each family, review and finalize your participation and financial contract for the upcoming school year, and thank you for all you do. Recommitment meeting appointments are available through May. Appointment times are limited, however, so please sign up today, and there's a link in the lunchbox to schedule your meeting. If you have questions, please email Robin or call the school office, 637-7828.
Thank you. I love these meetings.
They're nice.
And they are nice. And we are considering making some in-person appointments available as well. Those are always nice too. And so be on the lookout for additional appointment times to be added to the Sign Up Genius. But all of these should take place before the end of May.
Yeah.
Thanks for signing up. The parent-child class has started again. It's so nice to come to school and see Miss Martha out there with, the littlest of children having big fun, and there's still time to join. It's a really great introduction to Waldorf education and a great opportunity to connect with fellow parents and little ones. Additionally, for those who have interest in the early childhood program, the early childhood program includes the parent-child classes, but also our mixed-age kindergarten. And our mixed-age kindergarten includes children from ages 3 to 6. And typically in the spring, we invite families who are interested in learning more about the kindergarten to a kindergarten morning. But due to COVID, the usual format has been modified somewhat, and instead would like to welcome interested families to join our kindergarten on a morning walk, and then for parents to attend a virtual informational meeting on April 28th at 5:30 p.m. Please reach out to Jordan Brudos if you would like to schedule a walk for your family and or RSVP to the parent meeting. I have seen a few parents and new children walking with the kindergarten in the morning. That's a really sweet way to do it too. And just for parents to have that opportunity to really experience the kindergarten in real time.
Hear the songs.
Oh, the songs.
The walking songs.
I saw the 8th grade walking back towards school this week with Miss Letty. And I just had this, we moved here just as I think those children were entering 1st grade or maybe 2nd grade.
Wow.
Yeah, and just remembering some of those little ones walking by our house. We're often on the path, one of the paths for the kindergarten daily walks, and just to see them all coming back as graduating students of this school year, I just is kind of like, oh my gosh, what?
<That's>,
it's so sweet.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. So another announcement in the lunchbox this week about the upcoming board elections. Service on the Pleasant Ridge Board of Directors is an enriching opportunity to work closely with fellow Pleasant Ridge parents, faculty, and alumni leaders to advance the work of the school and Waldorf education. Board members represent and serve as important liaisons to our school and the broader community. So members attend regular monthly board meetings on the fourth Thursday of each month, an annual board retreat, which is always really nice, and are required to serve on one additional committee to ensure optimal board representation and connection to the school community. These committees include development, holiday fair, facilities, finance, investment, long-range planning, marketing, parent association, personnel, raffle, and the return to school task force. If you're interested or have questions regarding the work of the board, please contact Joe Linares at jplinares@gmail.com or 720-636-0187 or reach out to any member of the board. We'd love to talk with you.
It's also time to vote for board members for this coming school year, including Shelley Brenneman, Joe Linares, both incumbents, and TJ Simanchin. And you will find in the Lunchbox Express your opportunity to cast your ballot online. So please be sure to vote.
Yeah.
A little bit of soccer goal gratitude. Sounds like Mike Severson has been at it again and putting his artful welding skills to use for the school. The playground soccer goals he repaired before spring break will be enjoyed for many, many years to come. We appreciate the generous donation of your talents, Mike. Goal.
I never learned to weld. I was a little jealous of that skill.
Yeah. I that's not within my skill set either.
No.
Yeah. But, you know, the children love to play soccer at school. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know how pleased Mari was, but I had a recent recess duty and I kind of jumped into one of the games uninvited.
Oh, that's mortifying, Robin.
I know.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean,
Mom.
You know. I know. Yes. Yes.
That's good.
But then I asked her about, I said, were you really embarrassed? And she's like, no, I thought it was funny. You know, I think maybe a little bit, but she had fun with it too.
Good, good, good.
So I know.
Yeah. They make great use of that soccer pitch, as it were.
Yes.
Yeah. So Pleasant Ridge students participate in virtual solo and ensemble festival. In a normal year, a large number of PRWS students in grades 6 through 8 perform at the Wisconsin School Music Association Soul and Ensemble Festival. Both of our kids have done that for quite a few years. However, the festival was again held virtually this year. Participating students prepared a video for their performance and submitted it for feedback and scores from a judge, which they will be receiving soon. I don't remember if Frances got hers yet. I don't think she did. Congratulations anyway to these Pleasant Ridge students who participated. They all worked hard to prepare their pieces and submitted excellent performances. Grace Anderson, violin. August Beezer, cello. Francis Levin, cello. There you go, Francis. Kyle Sleep, violin solo and violin trio. How can one person play a trio? How many arms does he have?
That is...
It's probably with other players.
I'm guessing so.
I see that now.
I'm guessing so. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have so much fun. Okay. Upcoming construction. Surely you've noticed the giant machinery on Washington Street. Exciting things happening there. The South Ruskin Washington Avenue reconstruction project has reached our block and is planned to start Monday, April 19.
Wow.
The project includes Rusk Avenue from Decker to Highway 14, except Jefferson to Terhune, and Washington Avenue from Court Street to Oak Street. The first block under construction will be between Court and Jefferson Streets, which means that the Washington Street between Court and Jefferson will be closed during the day for a couple of weeks. We will keep you updated as construction progresses. Kindergarten spotlight in this week's Lunchbox Express. I love this feature of the Lunchbox Express, just being able to see what all of the children are up to, and just a sweet window into the life of various grades. And so in this week's edition of the Lunchbox Express, you get to see pictures of the children tapping the maple tree with Dwight Zeitlow, who comes every spring. And this is, you know, something to look forward to and the children get to participate in that process and then enjoy the fruits of their labor in sweet maple syrup. Anyway, be sure to check out the Kindergarten Spotlight in this week's Lunchbox Express. An update from Shannon, Miss Shannon and Miss Marinella, our beloved kindergarten teachers.
Yeah. Sunday soup is back. I think we're scheduled for Sunday soup tonight, as a matter of fact. I bet you are too.
We are too.
Yeah.
We sure are.
Seventh graders and their families are cooking up creamy roasted broccoli soup. Bread, boulet style bread, and new this week, brownies. Oh, that's going to be nice. All for contactless pickup in the greenhouse behind the school. Today, well, if I get this out today or yesterday, depending on when you hear it, at 2 p.m. or after.
I just looked at the clock, and we can pick up our soup in exactly 22 minutes.
Oh, we better hurry up then. Yeah.
I know.
You may know that the typical fundraising for this class to have a class trip has been impacted by COVID. Help us catch up and make your Sunday easier. You can order online. There's a link in the lunchbox and maybe just from the homepage.
Special thanks to Amy Kalkbrenner and Rodney Kane for helping organize this fundraiser. I ran into her yesterday and we talked about this very soup and she said, oh, this one's really good. All the soups have been really good so far. But I feel particularly excited about this soup this Sunday.
Yum. And it is so nice now and then to have a pre-made meal. You know, it just gives that extra time,
nice
not
the
doing
time.
The dishes after and the cleaning up after the meal and the prepping the meal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other news, please be on the lookout for a school climate and inclusion survey. Your feedback matters. So, as you know, our community, our school community is one of the most beloved aspects of our school. And we are committed to fostering a culture of inclusion and belonging. We do need your help to understand how we're doing. We have partnered with the Association of Waldorf Schools of North America. Oftentimes you'll hear that referred to as OSNA. And many Waldorf schools across the continent are conducting a school climate and inclusion survey to help inform and guide this work. So Pleasant Ridge, I believe, is one of 40 schools that is distributing the same survey to multiple groups in our school community. That includes current parents, alumni students, current and former faculty and staff, and other members of our community. Please complete the survey that correlates with your particular affiliation to PRWS. So, for instance, the alumni survey or the faculty survey, current parent, et cetera. If you represent more than one of the above categories, please consider completing a survey for each. Survey should take about 20 minutes of your time to complete, are 100% anonymous, and it's also important to do the survey in one sitting, and be sure to click submit. Thank you so much. Your participation is much appreciated.
Here's a nice reminder of another great way to support the school, which is the Amazon Smile program, especially, I think, with COVID, so many more people. I know we're doing even more of our shopping online. We always do a lot anyway. But it's so easy to set up Pleasant Ridge as the recipient of your Smile donation. So every time you buy something on Amazon, a portion of it goes to the school. There's a link in the lunchbox for it. It's just a great opportunity. You know, it costs us nothing out of our pockets, and a little bit extra goes to school, and every bit makes a difference. So if you get a chance, take a look at the lunchbox. Look for that. It's down near the bottom of it. There's a link there. Just click, and you can set it up very quickly.
Thoreau Garden Greenhouse at Growing for Good. 15% discount for Pleasant Ridge parents and Youth Initiative parents through April. Have you been over there recently?
Not since, what would it have been? Easter, probably?
Valentine's Day.
Oh,
did I run
there
into you,
go. You
on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. That was it.
Yes. Well, it's looking beautiful over there. Lots of selections. So in the greenhouse, there's a wide selection of seasonal vegetables and a variety of affordable and locally grown tomatoes and onions, leeks, regular and hot peppers, delicious greens, and more. Have you started planning your garden yet this year?
I know someone in our family has. I was invited to build a little hoop house frame on one of our raised beds. That was a fun little project. But the gardening is really Margaret's domain.
Aha. We really expanded our garden last year and plan to expand it a little bit more. So I need to really start thinking about this myself. In fact, I think that after I go pick up my soup today, I'm going to take a stroll on over to Thoreau Garden Greenhouses and start making a good solid plan. Speaking of projects, Stephen has been outside all weekend long with his dad, and they are building a little woodshed.
We finally
got a wood stove, which has been so lovely. And so, yes, it is that time of year where we're spending lots of time outside.
I love those kind of projects. Yeah, I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all right then, Robin. It looks to me as if that might be it for this episode.
Happy spring, everybody.
Happy spring, and more to come.
Take care.